Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Fox, don't say anything.
Okay. Good day and welcome to our single. I'm Bob McKenzie and this is my brother Doug. How's it going, eh?
Especially, look at the confetti that's falling.
There's a, how about that?
Very.
You sparked the confetti.
Very. And you know,
I wonder why.
Well, because of the colors and the action, it grabs them and it grabs their senses. And the funny thing is, Sonic is a video game that you probably remember well when it first came out.
Zabe, the inflection point that Sonic made in the history of video games can't be understated. At the time, I'm working at what was called Software Etc. and would later become rebranded as GameStop. But the Genesis was a flagging console. And there was no real reason to buy a Genesis back then, a Sega Genesis, when you could buy the Nintendo, the Super Nintendo. And when Sonic hit, it was a game that Super Nintendo could never have run. It didn't have the power for it.
Really?
And it was the first time there was a demonstration that the Genesis was the better. This was 8-bit. This was goes back to original Nintendo, 8-bit Nintendo. Before Super Nintendo, and there was no way that the Nintendo could ever run it. And so that was the first thing that was like, oh, I've got a real piece of hardware in this Genesis, and it sold like crazy, and it sold systems, and it just changed. It totally changed the hardware wars, the console wars of the time.
Wow. What company owned Genesis?
Sega.
Sega, right. So Sega.
Sega Genesis.
Sega Genesis. So Sega was a big video game maker back in the day. Oh. They made also stand-up consoles, right? What were their hits, Sega?
Yeah, they had arcade hits like OutRun. They had many.
Sega. Zaxxon they did.
Did they do Zaxxon? Oh, yes, I played a lot of Zaxxon growing up.
They did. 15 greatest Sega arcade games ranked. Guardian. Crazy Taxi.
Oh,
Space
Crazy Taxi.
Harrier.
Yep.
Virtua Racing, and
yep.
My
and Virtua
favorite
Fighter.
Afterburner, which was in some arcades the coolest video game because you sat in a giant swiveling fighter jet seat.
Yeah.
And you had two blasters, and you would move the seat and the joysticks to move your target to shoot other aircraft out of the sky on a wraparound curved screen, which was groundbreaking at the time.
It always reminded me of being that in World War II, they had like that rear gunner on the back of the B-17s, or is it B-52s? I don't know, whatever. This is not my wheelhouse, but that rear gunner where you could, the swivel all around. A little bit like Han Solo was doing in the original Star Wars.
Yeah, it had the moving cab. I think I oversold the curved screen. Looking here online, I don't know if it had curved screens, but it did have
one of the things
the curve thing.
You see, this cabinet did a few things that actually hadn't been done.
Sega, so Sega goes from the they went from the Genesis to the Dreamcast. Now, the problem for the Dreamcast was it came after the PS2, and the PS2 had already established itself as just a powerhouse. And even though it was better than the PS2, including having a modem built in for online play, ahead of its time.
Yes, before anyone was even online.
Right, exactly, which is part of the problem. But it had the modem for online play. It was more powerful, but people were just entrenched in their PS2, and it was like half a step better. It wasn't all the way, like, way better than a PS2. It was just like a half step better. So only like the major nerds like me owned the Dreamcast.
I had a Dreamcast.
Did you?
Yes, and I know when I had it because I remember the apartment building we were living in as a temporary housing when we moved up from Charlotte to D.C. So it was circa 1999.
Oh, death. Wow. That's very well done.
I pin it to the year. And I just remember the graphics were quite a bit better, in my opinion.
They were.
It was like, wow, we're finally getting somewhere. And now if you look at screen caps of the old Dreamcast, you laugh.
Right. You roll your eyes. But at the time, it was great. Now, it had two more things on Dreamcast. One, in the controller, your memory card went into the controller and it had a little display on the memory card, a little LED display on the memory card. So if you were playing a game, I could do and see things on my little memory card that the other player sitting on the couch next to me couldn't. And that was super cool. And it had an advantage over like trying to, you know, put everything up on the screen, the same screen. And the other thing that's of note about the Dreamcast is what killed it. Was it didn't have EA Sports. It didn't have Madden. It had the 2K series, 2K, which was awesome.
Right.
But it didn't have Madden, and it didn't have NBA Live at the time. And it didn't have the support of EA, and that was a killer for the Dreamcast.
I'm looking at Randy Moss on the cover of Sega NFL 2K.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, was there a Sega NFL 2K curse, or was the console too transient to establish itself as curse-worthy.
That's right. It was not curse-worthy at that time, I don't think.
Do you believe, as a football nerd and a gaming nerd, in the Madden curse?
No, I just think that's a coincidence.
Every football player gets hurt eventually, right?
Right, exactly. They all get hurt some. So wasn't McCaffrey last year's?
Yeah.
And he lost almost his entire season?
Yeah. I mean, look, if you were to track the Madden curse, it's got a strong-ass correlation. I'm just saying, you know.
For it does. It
so
does.
Anyway, it's not. So all these years later, they release a movie about the video game character, and it goes on to be wildly popular, especially with kids, especially with special needs kids, and they make a trilogy out of it, and it's a money printing machine, and it's hard to even understand why, but it is what it is.
Yes. Now, the most unlikely video game to movie adaptation of all time is Tetris the movie.
Tetris probably is it. I was thinking, what was the movie Pixels? It was about a lot of different video games, correct? Adam Sandler.
Adam
Sandler,
right?
Video game movie. Pixels, yeah. Pixels? You never saw Pixels?
No, I did not see Pixels.
Oh my God, see? All right. Adam Sandler with... who's the guy, not Jack Black.
Kevin James was in it.
Kevin James was in it, and the guy who played the snowman in Frozen.
That does not help me.
It's Josh Gad. Josh Gad, Kevin James, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, Pixels. So there you go. There's another one right there.
I did not remember that Pixels had a menage of video game characters in it. But you're telling me but it did.
Yeah. In addition to Sega doing Afterburner, they also did Crazy Taxi.
Crazy Taxi was so fun.
So fun, where you could drive people around. That was kind of the precursor, wasn't it, to Grand Theft Auto, where you'd break the rules in an urban environment kind of thing?
Yeah, you would like go, you know, because you've got 45 seconds to make this drop, pick up and drop off, right? Mm-hmm. And you are racing across town, whatever it takes, crashing into cars, you know, rolling through parks, whatever it took to get there. And it was a freaking blast. And it, on Dreamcast, that was probably my most played Dreamcast game. It was really, really good.
And then, of course, Zaxxon, which was revolutionary because it offered a fake 3D type, you know, shooter. And the big revolutionary thing was there was a shadow under your spacracraft in Zaxxon. And that was like right. Mind-blowing.
Shadow
in
technology.
1982, they're yes. like, look, the spaceship has a shadow, man, and it corresponds to where you're moving.
It was amazing at the time. Zaxxon was awesome.
Yeah. You didn't go straight vertical or horizontal. You went diagonally on Zaxxon. Diagonally. Oh. So
that groundbreaking Zaxxon. There was I'm learning now, there was a Zaxxon board game. I want it.
Wow.
Now right. That's the board game my collection is missing right there.
All right, let's get an update on the furniture. Where do we stand?
All right. So a week later, when we talked last Thursday evening, heading into Friday, my furniture was expected to show up Friday morning. And it did. Now, it was a day late at that point. And, you know, so they're not getting a lot of kudos because they already missed their target.
They're getting zero kudos. They should be getting papers in a lawsuit, but that they're not. So there's that.
No, don't get, you know, you're just getting me worked up.
Did you get a discount?
No. Did I not tell you this?
I know that Roxy paid in full, but didn't they take stuff off the back end? Did they calculate any discount in for being late?
None.
What?
None.
You were going to be guaranteed. No. They guaranteed you $50 a day, right?
They promised.
They offered.
They didn't.
They promised.
No, that's right. They waited for us to negotiate, and then Roxy just paid the bill.
Wow. So she even, so had you gotten the promised $50 a day discount, what would that have run the bill up to? $500? Well, 10 days late?
Roughly. Yeah. Yeah. About that.
So she owes you $500.
That's a great point. I should at a minimum expect that from her.
Tell her to
go get a job.
Yeah, right. Go find the cafe in Virgin, Utah. Is there a cafe in town?
Do we have several cafes? Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Tell her to pick up some shifts when she gets to $500. Then you're all set. And you'll never speak of it again. And you'll live happily ever after.
Yes.
All right. So all the furniture is there. So good.
Well, no, not all the furniture.
Oh, jeez.
Are missing the legs for our TVs. We have two 75-inch TVs with no legs.
Oh, no.
And all we can do is right now, they're just leaning against the wall.
Well, don't you want to mount those bad boys?
Well, no. Honestly, no, because I got beautiful stands for them.
So
I don't need to mount either one.
They're little plastic legs that go into the holes in the bottom that sit console.
That's
easily orderable on Amazon. You should have been able to get them already.
And that's what we're doing is we're just getting Visa compliant stands, and we're going to make our own stand out of it.
There are worse moving stories. I've had some people send me their worst moving stories. Yeah. Even worse in terms of missing stuff and, you know, raising the rates and holding stuff hostage. So not that there'll ever be another move, because this is your happily ever after. But in theory, if there was, what would your move be then? Would you hire a U-Haul and just some gorillas?
No. Well, no,
would
you could.
Leave all your stuff behind and say, come take it all and start over again?
So here's the stupid thing. Okay, so Friday, I gotta work all day, right? I got a job. I have to work all day. There are things I need to do.
Yeah.
So I did not... Roxy handled all of the movers come in, and she's telling them where to put everything. And again, I'm not throwing Roxy under the bus. She's not a mind reader. There were things, big, heavy things that they moved into my office, the room you're looking at right now, that I did not want here. Ooh. And a few other things that ended up where we ultimately did not want them to go.
And she's a petite gal that can't help you then move those items to where they belong, downstairs, around corners.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, God bless her for, you know, taking care of herself and being the size she is.
Yeah.
She can't lift the other side of much of anything. And so now I have new goons coming tomorrow. I had to hire extra goons to come in tomorrow and put everything in its final resting place.
Oh, boy.
It never ends, man.
It's okay, though. How's the weather this time of year in Virgin, Utah? Is it warm?
We are 15 degrees over normal. It is 102, okay. 104 right now. It's normally in the high 80s. Okay. This is an insane heat wave, and I'm not built for this. I got thick Minnesota blood.
Okay, but you do know that your hometown is going to get up into the 90s this week as a heat dome descends upon the Midwest and the East. A blistering, sweltering, humidity-stifling heat dome, they're calling it. These weather people,
well,
are hyped up terms.
I know. Dome. They get
it's going to be hot. It's going to be summer.
Is about that. It's been very Minnesota in that it's been way, way cold. And then this week it all flips to way over too hot. And so they've had a cold, rainy spring, and then it's going to turn into just straight summer. Yeah. That's very typical Minnesota.
Yeah, well, it is what
it is. I was there over the weekend to see my dad for Father's Day.
Nice.
And because, you know, my dad's 85, Zabe. So, you know, I'm just thinking he's in good health, but I don't know how many of these they got left. So I went there, and then on Sunday – went to the track, which is our Father's Day tradition, as we go to the track together. He loves going to the horse track.
Horse track.
Okay. Canterbury Park, it's called.
Isn't that where the great Paul Allen calls races still to this day?
Yes, he does. And he is as good as he is as the voice of the Vikings. He is somehow even better at that job. He is arguably the country's best track announcer.
That's what I've heard. Good.
And while we're there, it's the busiest day of their whole year. The whole place is just, it's elbow to elbow Father's Day people. And the worst possible thing happens. They had to euthanize a horse on the track. Yeah.
How do they do it? Shotgun? Did you hear the bang?
I didn't hear any bang. I think they do lethal injection is my assumption, but I had never seen that in person. And I was up in the press box.
How close
where they do the calls when it happens?
How close could you see it? Did they at least get a tent out? Like the
that's what they do. They bring a tarp. They bring out a big tarp. So the horse goes down, and the jockey. And let me tell you, it a pall went over the whole place. And in the press box where I was, which is, you know, all employees and stuff, the flip switches from being our biggest day of the year to you can hear a pin drop. And they bring out this big tarp, and jockey was okay, thank God. Cause in those moments when the horse goes down, anything could happen to that jockey in that moment, right? Could get, you know, trampled by other horses. I mean,
and then there's the carriage behind. This is not regular.
It's not harness.
Racing. Oh
yeah. It's not harness. It's horse.
Okay. All right.
Yep. Yep. And, I had never seen that. And it took about a half hour to for the whole thing to sort of resolve itself. They brought out the tarp and a big truck, and then it was sad.
To go from a program curled up in one hand, a fistful of dollars in the other, a cigar in the corner of your mouth, doing the virtual, all right, let's go, come on now.
Yeah.
Let's go, Lincoln Steed. I got you here in the fourth race, and you're doing the moat. And then it's like, oh yeah, we're gonna have to kill one of them because they broke their leg, and there is no cure for a broken leg for a horsey.
Yep.
Wow.
You got it. Yep. Bummer. Yep. And that was a tough end to that day, unfortunately.
So when in football a player gets carted off after a bad accident, a bad injury, and you think maybe there could be some paralysis, there is always that gentle sort of applause, like, hey, we're rooting for you, number 54. Hope you can walk again, kind of thing. Was there nervous applause at all for the dead horse? How do they get, a forklift out there to lift it off the ground?
We couldn't. I was wondering the exact same thing, is how do you lift a, you know, the horse weighs like 1,200 pounds.
Yeah. Do they loop something around its legs and then winch it slowly onto a flatbed? That's
they did not bring out a crane. I know that they didn't bring out. I don't know what happened behind the tarp, but there was all there was a big truck that came out, and that was bad.
What happens to the bets in a race where a horse dies? Do they pay out still?
Well, that's what we were speculating with our half hour of downtime. We're like, what if you had bet the four horse? Then what? And
no refunds.
I don't think there's a refund once the race starts, right? If a horse won't go into the starting gate, they'll refund everybody's money. But I think once the race goes, anything could happen.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny-come-latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. You've heard the saying a million times, the best offense is a good defense. But those words of wisdom extend far beyond sports. In life, the best defense is making sure your life insurance policy is right for you. That's why I go to SelectQuote for the best coverage at the best price. Now that's what I call a power play. Unlike other one-size-fits-all life insurance companies, SelectQuote's licensed agents work for you in as little as 15 minutes. They'll compare policies from top-rated carriers to find you the best fit for your health and your budget. And they work for you for free. No medical exam? No problem. They partner with providers offering same-day coverage up to $2 million without needing to visit your doctor. Get the right life insurance for you for less and save more than 50% at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. Save more than 50% on term life insurance at SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
All right. Well, from one depressing subject to another.
Yeah,
what
how about that?
Is going on with these political shootings, assassinations in Minnesota? I am trying to get a bead on where to read reliable reporting on this, but the stuff I've heard makes no sense whatsoever. And there's conflicting narratives about a manifesto. Then it's like, well, there is one, but we're not going to release it. Then it's like, oh, just kidding. Never mind. There never was one. Apparently, the cops encountered him at the second house where he ended up killing the mom, both the politician woman and her husband, and the golden retriever.
Retriever,
which makes me want to fucking fry this bastard so bad, in addition to killing human lives.
Well,
and
there's so many
escaped.
Things. Yeah.
He escaped like he was Jason Bourne. Out for 2 days? Back for 2 days. Shittiest cops ever.
Well, or best, depending on your moment and which cop you're thinking of. I mean, the really baffling best. One, Zabe, is prior to them catching him, a cop was en route to one of the politicians' houses and saw him in his car, which looked just like a police car.
Right.
And the cop stopped and asked him some questions, and he didn't answer anything. And I think he was wearing the mask even then. And the cop went, oh, well, whatever, and drove off. And because the cop had decided the more urgent issue was not this unresponsive cop, but was to get to the next politician's house. But that seems baffling to me.
Do you think this could be an aftershock of what happened following George Floyd, that any of the good cops left in the department said, I don't need this? And I don't feel like they will support me if an arrest goes sideways. And also on top of that, they just are so permissive now, so in fear of, oh my God, don't do the wrong thing. They'll let a guy go into a house and murder two people and a dog without putting up a heroic gunfight and running into the house after him and at least dying in the line of shooting him dead. No,
we did lose a ton of cops over George Floyd. We lost hundreds of cops that left. And we've since only brought back a fraction of them. And I still say we, even though I'm not a Minnesotan.
I was going to say, you're saying we from Virgin Utah.
Right. It's going to take a little while. And then, but my understanding is by the time the cops found him, he had already killed the House Majority Speaker.
Right.
And that, you know, that had already happened. And then he ran escaped. Out of the house, ran through the house.
He ran on foot and escaped.
I mean, he ran on foot and escaped.
You're not supposed to be able to outrun the radio. You're not supposed to be able to outrun the helicopters with the spotlights. This is a super high priority, violent suspect, armed and dangerous, who just murdered in cold blood a politician. He should have never made it out of city limits.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but I don't know if it's just that simple, Zabe. I mean,
maybe I watched The Fugitive too much. I want you to check every outhouse, every hen house, every whorehouse in a 3 mile radius. Our fugitive's name is Dr. Richard Kimball.
Nicely done. That was a very good Tommy Lee Jones right there. Well done, my man. That was great.
Yeah. The other line is, think me up a donut while you're over there.
Think me up a donut,
Tommy Lee Jones. I didn't kill the other my one, wife. I don't care.
I don't care. Yes, that's exactly. The other one. I don't care.
Okay. so then there's this alleged roommate, this fat ass, sweaty, mouth breathing loser who claims he was texting with this guy in the hours before he was even caught. Claims
after he'd already shot four people in a golden retriever and tried to shoot two other politicians. I don't know if your listeners know that. Turns out he made two other stops at politicians' homes between the shootings, and in one case the politician was on vacation and not home. In the other case, there was a police vehicle there, because at this point the police had sort of figured out we better go check on these other politicians, and there was a police vehicle there.
Right.
And that's the only reason that person likely didn't have the same result.
So the woman he killed was a Democrat who had just sided with Republicans to shut off health benefits for illegals.
She cast the deciding vote, and she was the only Democrat who crossed party lines because Minnesota has effectively a tied legislature in the House, like 47-47 or 62-62. And she, as the speaker, cast the deciding vote to keep government going. And it's a huge omnibus bill with a billion things in it, right? And so at the end of the day, she just felt like the totality of the bill was worth supporting. So she broke party lines.
But she sounded scared shitless in front of the cameras after casting the vote, as if she knew this might put her life in danger by some crazy out there.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I didn't get that vibe. The vibe I got from her, who she was very emotional
just
in that moment.
Upset because
right?
she had to go against what she wished politically.
That's right.
Okay, well, that's fair. Now, was the other politician a Democrat as well?
Yes, also a Democrat. And everybody on the 70, all 70 people on the hit list are Democrats.
Okay, and do we know if this guy's a Republican?
No, we don't know if he's a Republican at this point.
Does he have a social media footprint?
Don't know.
He was assigned
by Tim Walz to a government position of some kind,
which doesn't sound like a Republican.
It doesn't, but every governor appoints like 1,000 people, and they don't know the governor,
but their staff knows, and they hook up their people with these relatively cush jobs, and so it would only make sense. You're going to hook up a Democrat, not a Republican. He also worked all kinds of odd jobs, from 7-Eleven manager to the head of some NGO where he got special services training or like some special military training in like the Congo of all
in the
places.
Congo. Yes. And he did something relative to getting Congolese to the U.S., and then he was working at two different mortuaries. What?
Has a wife and several kids.
Five kids. And he wasn't living with them.
His wife was picked up with passports and a weapon. What's happened to her since that?
Police say because she cooperated with them and answered all their questions and was honest about things. She's not a person of interest,
Why was she fleeing?
Why driving around with a bunch of passports? And that looks awfully shady when your husband is a fugitive and you've got passports in the car.
Also incredulous to many is that this asshole's only been charged with second degree murder, like involuntary. It was not first degree murder. In other words, it was not the highest possible
charge.
This
was clearly pre-planned. I mean, isn't first degree murder where you plan and then execute the murder? Clearly planned.
And yet he's not charged with that.
Yet. I bet that happens.
Why wouldn't
that's
it be right
happen?
Away? They overcharge people and then climb down when they realize, okay, we can't make that highest charge stick.
Maybe they don't want to put themselves in a position where they set a bar higher than they can, or maybe I'm assuming they can change the charge when they need to, and they've got all the evidence they need. That obviously is going down. He's already confessed. I mean, this thing, and he'll never see the light of day.
Okay,
and by the way, might get killed in jail. That's possible too.
So I would assume that Democrats up there are claiming he's MAGA and are blaming Republicans.
Then by the way, the conservatives were blaming the Democrats too, including Utah Senator Mike Lee, who had a bunch of really tasteless tweets about when we didn't have all the facts and we didn't know very much about him, about him being a liberal and liberal whack jobs do this and stuff.
Tweets aside, at the end of the day, the needle on who he is and what motivated him is going to stop moving, and it's going to point somewhere. Where do you think it will eventually point when we find out everything? Or are they going to be able to kind of bury it all like they did with Thomas Crux?
They won't bury this because the motivation appears to be
political.
His pro-life stance, and because it's the list, his 70-person list is almost all politicians and people who ran abortion clinics and, you know, related to, you know, yes. So that's going to, I think that there's going to be people that make a lot of political hay. Well,
then,
he
can't be a Democrat then. He would have to be a pro-life Republican.
How about this? How about if he's neither and he's just mentally ill? You know, why does he have to fall into one camp or the other? Can't he just be sick?
He could be, but these were politically motivated assassinations.
For sure. But so, we don't know what was going on in his head, but he was sick enough to mow down these people. I don't think you have to put him into one of two camps. Not everybody falls into that.
Does he have a manifesto? Yes or no?
Well, what the police are saying is it's not a manifesto like a Unabomber manifesto. It was just a notebook of notes, including the 70 people, and was not like a long diatribe, stories and stuff like that. Yeah.
Will they release it?
I think they will not. I think they will not release it, is my hunch, for two reasons. One, they don't want, and this I tend to agree with. They don't want to give future killers the feeling that they can get their sentiment out. If I kill a bunch of people, I get to get my sentiment out there and people will, you know, I'll be heard. And I think there's something to be said for that. And then, you know, the second reason is, if you want the conspiracy theory, like, we never got the manifesto from the trans shooter in Tennessee, you know, a year ago.
It leaked.
They never released that.
It leaked.
Did it eventually leak?
I believe it leaked. I believe I saw some of it, and it was appropriately disturbing and heartbreaking, because clearly that young person was quite tormented inside.
Yeah.
And just awful. Well, I mean, we'll see what else comes out of it, but do you feel better or worse that you're no longer in Minneapolis, that this has happened?
When this all went down, this went down on a Saturday, this last Saturday, and I'm in transit back to Minnesota, and I was thinking to myself, why is it always Minnesota? Why, you know, and I was thinking about you and the fact that every show we're talking about this stuff.
You feel like Minnesota's catching too much of the national horror stories. Yeah.
For as big a state as Minnesota is, why is this stuff always, why is it always Minnesota?
Yeah.
And in that moment, I did not have any regret about choosing to leave Minnesota. I can tell you that much. I'm like, what has happened to my state? These things never happened.
No, it's horrible. It's horrible.
It is. Hopefully. I have a good friend. I have a good friend who was in the legislature for 20 years, and he just retired a year ago from the legislature. And I talked to him Saturday morning, and he was devastated.
Yeah.
And he's a Republican. This woman was a pretty fierce Democrat, but she was a good person, and he respected her. And he was an emotional wreck.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And maybe if there's any silver lining of this, if it could get us to strict term limits at all levels, if the politicians themselves, who obviously enjoy having long, lucrative careers in government, state government, national government, if they could maybe see, hey, if we had one and out, nobody would be motivated to kill us. Because we're leaving anyway after one term. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. If the people out there feel like they're not being represented properly and that the system is gamed and rigged and assholes stay there forever, Democrats and Republicans, men and women, assholes, all of them, suckling at the government teat, then maybe term limits is the safest way to go. And I certainly hope there's no more politically motivated violence like this, but yeah, it's not good.
Hey, I want to mention, okay, one thing about what you just said. For whatever it's worth, in Minnesota, and having been, I am not, if you don't know, I'm an official on record lobbyist in Minnesota.
Okay.
And so I've been working to get legalized sports betting passed. And so I've interacted with a lot of them, and I've gotten to know many of them. At the state level in Minnesota anyway, not lucrative. In fact, you're probably net minus cash when you consider things like, you have to leave your job for long stretches, and most of them are leaving their jobs, you know, so you're gone in session from January to March. And beyond that, if there's a special session into April, May, and so they lose a bunch of their regular job money. Just seeing the lifestyle they lead is very, very typically very, very modest. These guys, they don't get big. They don't get giant lump sums. They're not doing Pelosi-like millions in the stock market. At the state level, there's not. There's okay. really It's a money loser in all probability at the end of the day.
Okay, but it could be a stepping stone to more lucrative national.
Yes, it, well, it could nationally.
And yeah, whether or not it's lucrative or not, last I checked, we didn't have a shortage of people running for office.
So we have a shortage of qualified people running for office.
Listen, it attracts the grifters and the midwits at best, and that's part of the problem.
Yep.
But anyway. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Stanley Cup finished last night, and it is now the fourth Florida-based champion in the last 6 years. There's been a Florida team in this finals every year of the last six. And I just wonder, as a Minnesotan, and for your fellow, you know, members of the land of the Great Lakes, where all of them freeze at in the winter and you play hockey, all day, every day, does it burn your ass that Florida?
God, yes. Dominant. God, yes. It must. Absolutely. if this is, look, all we do, if you're growing up, that's the first thing they do. You come out of the womb and they put skates on you. They're double blades, but you have skates right off the bat. You probably don't even know what double blades are. You don't have any reason to know.
Hey, I know what double blades are. Come on now.
All right, good. It's an abomination that Florida has cups before Minnesota.
Right. Do you know that I know how many edges there are on a pair of skates?
No. Eight. What?
Yeah.
I did not know that. There's eight on a pair. Oh, one, two. Yes. No, there's, how do you have two? How do you have more than two per skate?
Because the bottom of a skate blade is not flat. It's slightly curved. So each blade has four edges. It has an outside left, outside right, inside left.
I know
inside
that.
Right. Yeah.
The skate sharpener. I just hand my skates to the guy who does run the skate sharpener.
Very subtle, but those who know how to play the game and play at a high level, they understand how to use all of those edges in certain moves. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Did you see the guy that hedged out of the potential $270,000 payday?
No. So somebody bet Florida. Yeah. Tell me the story.
$13 five-way parlay that was going to pay $270,000. He bet the Dodgers to win the World Series.
Okay.
The New York Liberty to win the WNBA. The Philadelphia Eagles to win the Super Bowl. The Oklahoma City Thunder to win the NBA Finals. And the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
And he was that close to $270,000.
Oh, man.
But he hedged out of it by betting $70,000 straight up on Florida last night. And he would have bet $140,000 on them straight up the next night. So you do the math, $210,000 versus two. So he would have hedged it out. You know, he just wanted to go home with about $70,000. Now, look.
For $13, he did the right thing, Zabe.
Except in a way, he did the wrong thing. Because $270,000, even if you're young, is not going to change your life. You're still going to have to work for a living. You're still going to have a 401k. You're still going to have to retire. Okay? After taxes, even, it's even less. Are we here to gamble or not? That's what
I don't know. I don't know. Do we know the age of this guy? Because that does
young
change
guy.
My that, young guy.
Looks like, right, looks so, like he was in his 20s.
By the way, that 270.
By the way, the young people are betting these bets all day, every day on DraftKings and FanDuel and other places. And the big companies love it.
They love it
when one guy floats to the top with the magic ticket because he's nailed all of them so far. They want that story far and wide. Hell, they probably wouldn't have been mad if he had won, if he had held his ticket and won the whole thing. Entice more suckers to do it.
Yep. The parlay is mathematically about as bad a bet as you can make. It's as house friendly as it's going to get, but we get enticed by the big odds, the turning 13,000 due to a quarter million. We love that stuff. And, you know, that's just how the human brain is wired. We want to turn a small amount of money into a lot of money, and we love the action. Even though we know empirically it's not likely to work out, we love it. I had not heard that story. That's a good story. Now he still needs Oklahoma to finish it out, but that's going to happen Thursday night.
No, he already cashed out because the Oilers lost, so he can't win the parlay, but he salvaged $70,000 by betting $70,000 straight up.
No, I understand what you mean. I just meant he would have still needed the Oklahoma hasn't won the series.
They haven't won it yet, but they are in a very strong position. So
they are, and they're going to win.
Yeah, parlays are a bad bet. The second worst bet in life besides hiring a moving company. That is the worst. I'm sorry. Too soon? Too soon, right?
Too soon. I still don't have a TV that, you know, work with me here.
Buddy, I want to buy a stand for your TVs, and I want to get those installed ASAP. I feel like I need to help you out somehow. So
now here's what you're going to do for me at some point. You're going to go golf Black Desert and
film it, post to social media, learn all about Virgin Utah's history, go down to Vegas that night, 2-hour drive, live it up, and just be G's. Let's go.
I'm telling you, if you type in St. George Golf and then click the images button,
yeah,
it is nuts here. And so many great golf courses. It's just, yep, I got it. Someday we're going to get you out here for that.
Is the Godzilla, whatchamacallit machine up and running, the pinball machine?
It's in place. I've plugged it in, but I haven't turned it on yet. I got to put the balls back in. You can't transport it with the balls in. So I still got a little thing and a few things to do. I got like 40 boxes I still have to unpack.
All right. Are you aware that there's a limited edition Godzilla whiskey bottle?
No, tell me more.
I'll send you a link.
What do you mean, whiskey bottle?
Oh, it's sick as hell. Yeah, it's right here. I'm looking at it. A limited edition Godzilla Yumiki blended whiskey has been released to commemorate Godzilla's 70th anniversary.
Unbelievable.
Special release, a collaboration with Toho Company Limited, is a collector's item available in select markets outside of Japan. Are you looking at it right now?
That's, is it beautiful?
Friggin' awesome. Have a shot to Godzilla and say cheers to you, Godzilla.
And oddly enough, going as strong as ever. These Godzilla movies come out one a year now, and people are they're still into Godzilla for whatever reason. Yeah. He's like the least likely action hero. He doesn't have a backstory, really. He was just nuked once and turned into a big, you know, big guy. I don't know. It's you would not think the franchise would have legs, but it's doing great.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Charge, thanks for your time, buddy. I'm glad all your stuff has arrived, minus the legs to your TV. And we will catch up soon. Thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.
Beauty, eh?
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, everyone, this record was my idea.
Get out.
It was.
You're lying.
Keith Hosehead here just sort of rid on my coattail.
Why are you doing this? It was our idea together, eh?
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
okay.
We agreed to say that, but...
Oh, take off.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
Okay, so good day. Our topic today
is... You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from Finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know, maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with MyBookie.ag.